3. Emotional support animals and service animals other than dogs. Context. The ATPDR require transportation providers in all modes, air, rail, marine, and bus, to accept service dogs for transport and permit them to accompany a person with a disability on board. A service dog is defined as a dog that has been individually trained by an organization or person specializing in service dog training to perform a task to assist a person with a disability with a need that is related to their disability. Common types of service dogs include guide dogs, hearing dogs, and dogs for post-traumatic stress disorder. In recent years, a growing number of people have sought to travel with emotional support animals, ESAs, whose simple presence may offer therapeutic value. That value can be particularly important during travel, which can be stressful. Some persons with psychiatric, emotional, or other disabilities report that they are unable to travel without emotional support from their animal. A key distinction between ESAs and service dogs, as the term is used in the ATPDR, is that service dogs have been professionally trained to perform clear, specific tasks related to their handler's disability, while ESAs have not. Certain transportation providers refuse to accept animals that are not service dogs, such as ESAs and pets. Some accept them only in a travel carrier, although larger ESAs may not fit into a travel carrier and do not permit the traveler to remove the animal to stroke it for therapeutic purposes. Some people who rely on the emotional support of an animal to travel believe such restrictions create an undue barrier to their mobility and suggest that there should not be a distinction between trained service dogs and ESAs. In their view, transportation providers should only be permitted to ask for documentation that establishes that the traveler has a disability and that their animal assists them with disability-related need. They consider any additional requirements, for instance, proof of training, to be intrusive and burdensome. Concerns about ESAs. Other members of the community of persons with disabilities, largely users of trained service dogs, have expressed concerns about untrained ESAs. During the consultations on the ATPDR, some service dog users reported incidents when their dog was threatened or attacked by an untrained dog or other animal. Other service dog users indicated that they are increasingly questioned by transportation providers about the use of their service dog, which may be due to some travelers presenting untrained dogs as service dogs. Transportation providers also raise concerns, including about safety and hygiene issues related to ESAs. During ATPDR consultations, they described situations of untrained animals biting and behaving aggressively towards staff, travelers, and trained service dogs. They also noted untrained animals often relieve themselves inappropriately in transit. Transportation providers have also expressed concerns about fraud. They indicate that some travelers may present medical documentation to misrepresent household pets as ESAs, including documentation obtained online that is not based on any actual assessment of the traveler or the animal. In addition, transportation providers have questioned how they could accommodate both travelers with ESAs and travelers with severe allergies to animal dander, or travelers seeking accommodation for multiple animals in one trip despite limited space on board. Finally, they expressed concern about providing extra seating for ESAs at no additional charge as a result of a 1P1F requirement. Service animals other than dogs. The ATPDR require transportation providers in all modes of transport to accept service dogs who have completed task-based training. Other animals can, however, be trained to perform specific tasks related to their handler's disability. These include miniature horses and capuchin monkeys. To date, the CTA has received very limited feedback on this topic and has little information on how often travelers use trained service animals other than dogs. Transportation providers have indicated that there may be challenges accommodating certain animal types due to their size. Further, they have suggested that monkeys can be unpredictable and pose a risk of violence to travelers and staff. Other countries. As the transportation of ESAs and service animals other than dogs is an emerging issue globally, it may be useful to look at rules in other countries. Subject to specific conditions, domestic airlines in the United States must permit travelers to be accompanied by a service animal. A service animal is considered to be any animal that is individually trained or able to provide assistance to a person with a disability, or any animal that assists persons with disabilities by providing emotional support. This definition of service animal includes both trained animals, such as trained psychiatric service animals, PSAs, for conditions such as post-traumatic stress disorder, and ESAs. The current policy only permits carriers to refuse to transport a limited number of species as service animals, including snakes, other reptiles, ferrets, rodents, and spiders. On a case-by-case basis, airlines may also exclude animals that are too large or heavy to be accommodated in the cabin, would pose a direct threat to the health or safety of others based on the airline staff's observation of the animal, would cause a significant disruption of cabin service based on the airline staff's observation of the animal, or are prohibited from entering a foreign country. Airlines can also require that travelers with ESAs or PSAs provide documentation from a licensed medical professional attesting to the traveler's need for the animal in transit or at the destination. Further, for flights over 8 hours, they can require documentation from the traveler attesting that the animal will not relieve itself inappropriately during transit. Despite these provisions, media reports and public submissions to the United States Department of Transportation, USDOT, indicate that airlines have experienced a range of issues with ESAs and PSAs. These include aggressive behavior, including the biting of staff, travelers, and trained service animals, fraud, and travelers with exotic or unusual species. The USDOT recently consulted the public and stakeholders on possible species restrictions, which may limit the ESAs and PSAs that air carriers are obliged to transport to dogs, cats, and rabbits. As part of this process, the USDOT is also considering whether to introduce other restrictions, such as containment of ESAs or PSAs in carriers and/or a limit on the number of animals per traveler. In the interim, the USDOT has recently issued a statement of enforcement priorities regarding service animals. This statement indicates that at present, its enforcement officers will focus available resources to ensure that dogs, cats, and miniature horses, the most commonly used trained service animals, are accepted for transport, while cautioning that it may still take enforcement action against carriers for categorically failing to transport other species of service animals. In comparison, European Union EU air regulations indicate that all reasonable efforts should be made to enable a traveler to take a flight, including by accepting recognized assistance dogs in the cabin of an aircraft subject to national regulations. Questions. 1. What do you think about a potential requirement for transportation providers to accept ESAs? What conditions, if any, should apply? 2. Should transportation providers be required only to accept certain species animal types as ESAs, for example, dogs, cats, and rabbits? Or should transportation providers be required to accept all species, excluding a few, for example, insects and snakes? 3. As an alternative to a species-based approach, would it be preferable to have a criteria-based approach for the acceptance of ESAs? The criteria for carriers to accept or refuse to transport an animal could include habits of the species, age, size, or the potential allergy trigger that the animal may create. For example, they could refuse to accept animals that gnaw, whose young age is likely to result in unacceptable behavior, that pose a high allergen risk, or do not fit in a travel carrier or on the floor at a traveler's feet. 4. Should all transportation providers be required to accept the same types of ESAs? Or should there be differences based on the mode of transportation, air, rail, marine, or bus? If you think there should be differences based on mode, what differences? 5. Should the same requirements for ESAs apply to large and small transportation providers? Should consideration be given to the size or seating capacity of aircraft, rail car, bus, or ferry? 6. In the United States, enforcement action is not taken if an airline refuses to transport more than 3 service animals for 1 traveler, including ESAs. In Canada, should there be a limit on the number of service dogs and/or ESAs that persons with disabilities can travel with on board? If so, what limit? 7. Under the ATPDR, transportation providers can require a person with a disability traveling with a service dog to provide documentation issued by an organization or person specializing in service dog training. The documentation must identify the person with the disability. It must also attest that the service dog has been individually trained by a specialized organization or person to perform a task to assist that traveler with a need related to their disability. What documentation, if any, should transportation providers be able to request with respect to travel with ESAs with the aim of mitigating health, safety, or fraud concerns? For example, that the traveler requires the animal to travel for medical reasons as indicated by a healthcare practitioner who is treating the traveler and confirms that the traveler has a disability and needs the animal to travel for disability-related reasons, that the animal will not need to relieve itself during transportation and will not bark, growl, or act aggressively. 8. The ATPDR allow transportation providers to require that persons with disabilities provide 48 hours advance notice prior to departure for most services, including traveling with service dogs. In some situations, they may require up to 96 hours notice to verify that documentation is in order and authorize an animal for travel. However, they must still make reasonable efforts to provide the service, even if notice is not given. How much notice would be appropriate with regard to ESAs? 9. Should transportation providers be permitted to require that ESAs be tethered, leashed, harnessed, and/or enclosed within a travel carrier? Would any of these requirements prevent travelers from using ESAs therapeutically? 10. Apart from the issue of ESAs, should transportation providers be obligated to accept service animals other than service dogs? If so, should any restrictions apply?